You've got your EP, Here Only Once. Is this to do with getting the most out of life?
I wrote a song called Only Here Once a few months ago. I'm just very passionate about the idea that everyone just needs to live as much as they can. People get the idea that they need to spend their whole life making money and just working the whole time, but you've got to remember that you only live once. So yeah, you've got to live to the full. And I really like that idea, so we thought we'd call that our EP as well.
So yeah, how many tracks is it, three or four?
It's three
or
tracks. Three? There is, we do have a small announcement. So
you're Jude's, not getting married, are you?
We're not getting married. No.
Sorry, just checking.
Due to the leaving of our old bassist, who we actually recorded the EP with, we've re-recorded the songs. The EP will now actually be a single of Sally. Sally, Don't Be Scared.
How important is it with social media for you guys? What is it like being in a band in 2016 to get your music heard?
Oh, it's very important. You always have to have a balance between playing live and working on social media. A few months ago, we did a YouTube video and put that on Facebook and YouTube and stuff. And from there, we got gigs. So it just shows how important it is that you need to keep on track on social media.
We've sort of realised that the more active we get, the more likes we get to each thing. So you'll see a lot of bands with, like, I don't know, like 3,000 likes on their page. But if you look at any of their stuff, they get like 2 likes.
Yeah.
And we think it's more important that you get, like, you could say true fans that but all of our stuff will get like 20 likes.
I think it's good, like, with your fans, make them feel like they're involved. So anything you put up, they can comment and then you can reply and things like that. Because when I follow bands, I love seeing, like, them posting stuff and knowing what they're doing all the time and things like that. So I think that's important.
If out of any band at the moment you could do support, who would it be? And also, who would you like to support you if you were headlining?
Oh, man.
To support us headlining, we've been playing some gigs with a band called Sounds World for recently.
I was going to say that.
I think we missed their set at Basement, but we watched them the other day at the Golden Fleece. It's just amazing.
They were it gave me a couple of their songs actually gave me goosebumps. They are really, right, really good. And they're really nice guys as well.
That makes you sick, doesn't it, really?
Well,
you can't dislike them, really, can you?
Supporting wise, I think I'd like to support the Libertines. I just love the whole, like, music sounding raw. Because I think that's what we do, isn't it? Because we're just a free piece. We just want to try and sound raw and just as, you know, basic as possible. Well, not basic, but you know what I mean?
I think it's finding a free piece that can sound like more than a three piece. I think
So I love that.
I think, it's like another one of those questions that we're all going to have different answers to. Mm. But ideally, like, we'd love to support anyone, really. Yeah. Anyone that's sort of bigger than us would be amazing, really.
Maybe one day.
Just appreciate everything we can get, really.
Mm. I think with a three-piece band as well, you've got less kind of chances of falling out. When you start adding the keyboards and then you might have somebody else with an additional guitar and vocals, then you've got, it is difficult, isn't it, to actually sit down and write. As you said, you write at home and then everybody sort of piles in after that.
Yeah, the crazy thing is with our band, we haven't had any disagreements on songs at all. Like, any song I've sent, you've liked it, and within 20 minutes of practicing it, we've got it together. So there's great chemistry within the band, which is very important, I think.
Talking of great chemistry, Bryn keeps going down on one knee. I don't know if you wanted to marry me. We've only just met. I feel a little bit too old, but Bryn, I'm so excited by this. Bryn is actually kneeling down only because the microphone that he's playing into is on the floor.
Yeah.
I do feel sorry. I'm sorry about that.
He's fine.
I just
see your eyes over the top of the screen, just staring.
A band called Jackson's Warehouse, and the guitarist in that band is a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And they've got their own studio in, where was it? And he just offered to record the EP for us. So we went down there and recorded it in a day, didn't we?
Yeah, it was in a day. We did 3 tracks in a day. Also, we had, it was Mark Barnacle, who is the guitarist, and Stu, I think he'd like to be called Stu, which is the vocalist. And they're great guys. They're really, really nice on the day, and very patient with us when recording. It's a really good sound out of what we've got for the EP. We really, really like it, which I'm sure you guys will hear.
Here we go. Here's Antiques. I did it right.
Yeah.
With Sally, Don't Be Scared.
She's got more than you all know.
well, I was joining in with that in my head. That's a really hooky chorus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now you can imagine, like, out in a sea of people, all just, you know, just singing that bit, can't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's why when I'm writing songs, I try and add that into it. You know, in my, yeah. in my head, I picture like a festival and what they could sing back and things like that. So I always take that into consideration.
Yeah.
Because I think hooks are so important.
That is really catchy. That is.
We change the ending of that when we play it live as well. Me and Elliot sing on the end of that.
Yeah,
we do like a little bit.
Rhythm section.
Try and get the crowd involved.
Well. Mm. Yeah, it's great.
But it went down quite well at the last gig, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Everyone else just
because for a long while, I was always just the one singing. Mm. And we always wanted to get backing vocals in, but yeah. it was only recently we've decided to get them involved.
Are you going
to
do a three-part harmony now? You look like you're going to start singing. Is that no?
Not with this cold.
Oh, that's a bit of an excuse, Brim, but never mind. So are you still going to be doing a gig at the O2? Are you still doing the
yeah,
gig?
Yeah, we're still
the
doing the gig, yeah. That's yep. on the 10th of June.
Yep.
Tickets are still available on Ticketmaster.
Yeah, well, you can just contact us directly
yeah,
and we will
on our
send
Facebook.
One in the post.
Yeah.
What's your Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ We Are Antiques, I think. Yeah, it is that, isn't it?
Is that. And on Twitter?
At We Are Antiques as well, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the O2 gig is going to be the first official release we're doing yeah. of the song we just played, Sally mm-hmm. Don't Be Scared. So yeah, on the night we'll be selling CDs and stuff.
So it is purely your night, you're doing the whole night, or you've got other
well,
bands?
Well, we're headlining and yep. then there's a few random
yeah, I think
bands.
There's four other bands playing
yeah.
with
yeah.
us, which yeah. will be nice. Be good to meet them.
Yeah, mm. but you are the stars, so you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Says our name on the ticket.
Yeah, just sort of like when they go, well, how are you? Just go, yeah, whatever, anywhere on stage later.
No, we're not that nasty, are we?
No,
it's only a matter of time, though,
yeah.
really. Looking at Bryn, I can tell by
Bryn's
Bryn, Bryn's going to get nasty.
Since yeah. he's joined our
I know,
band.
I know, it's terrible.
So how is it, so we know that you're attached, but how is it, okay, I'm pointing at you over there, Elliot. What is it good for getting girls still being in a band, being guitarists, being, is that still a good thing?
Get a little bit more attention. Like, you see,
I
after
don't
gigs,
know much to talk about it. But we went out in Chelmsford, and then I was quite drunk, and I was just telling people to like the Facebook page.
Yeah,
and I just ended up making out with some girl in the club.
So you did actually, yeah, you did.
All right,
through the.
I don't know if
that was after we played them the song as well.
Oh, lovely.
He's already
was her name Sally?
Look.
Was her name Sally by any chance?
No,
never mind. It could have been. You can't remember, can you? Really?
Yeah.
Rock and roll. So if you do want to find out more, go and check them out. Antiques, not the Antiques, Antiques. You can find them on We Are Antiques on Facebook and also on Twitter as well. June at the O2 Academy in Islington. You can get along there. Here Only Once is going to be the EP launch. You'll be able to get a copy of that song, Sally Don't Be Scared, which is brilliant. And thanks for coming in. You've been brilliant.
No
we got another. We got another song to go, have we?
Yeah, we've got the full version of Sally Don't Be Scared. I can queue up.
Has it got your? Are you singing on it, Bryn?
I'm not singing on it. I'm playing bass.
Oh, Bryn,
so.
See, build up those hopes there with the backing vocals, yeah. and it
it's
just cuts
really
it.
We've had it as for the live version. So then people will be like, haven't heard the live version.
People just have to see us at the gig, yeah.
Well, you sounded amazing live. Hopefully we'll have you back in the studio again and the voice will be in and you can do some bit of filming and stuff.
Yeah.
It sounds really creepy when I say it like that, but, you know, there we go. Thanks very much to the guys. Do you want to give a special mention to your lady again?
Yeah. This is a shout out to Gemma Coleman or at Jamizzle. Thanks for listening. And Stevie Arnold. And Nicola Arnold and whoever else is. I think my nan and granddad are listening as well.
Oh,
so that's Sue and Chris Biggs.
Yeah,
it's basically the Arnold family.
Yeah, just my family.
Just your family. My not family anyone supported. In your family you want to mention, boys?
Not really.
I can give a shout out to my friend Tara Gormley of
yeah.
Dublin.
I don't like the way you're saying it like that. Is she a kind of might be a potential girlfriend?
No.
All right.
A good friend. But she's in a band over there. She's the drummer for a band called Spines in Dublin. They're a really good band.
Oh, wicked. I see Gold Drunk. They're just better
they're
than...
No, they're
drums,
amazing.
Sorry,
they're all just beautiful. So
I'll just give a quick shout out to Ryan, Sean, Tom, Jamie and Miller as well, who have been supporting us from the start of the day. Come to
every gig.
Good friends of ours. So, yeah.
Just beautiful.
Thanks for supporting us.